Chris Pearce, passionately Portsmouth.
Yeah, we're here live until 9 o'clock tonight. Then chances live and unleashed after nine. Ready to rock your toes off. That's all still ahead here at Express this Thursday. And back to tonight and Friends of the Earth, and we'll be finding them at Havant's local plan to discuss all that and more is Ray Cobbett, who is from the Havant Friends of the Earth. Ray, good evening to you.
Evening, Chris.
How are you, right?
Yeah, I'm very well. Very well, indeed. How about yourself? Okay?
Not so bad at all. Not so bad at all. Good to talk to you again,
good,
now, Ray.
Good.
Yeah, lots going on with the local plan. Most councils have these now, and particularly Havant has one as well. Lots of discussion around it, Ray, isn't there?
Well, yes, and absolutely right, because it affects the development of the borough for the next 17 years. I mean, these, as you say, have to be done by all local authorities. Havant is meant to last for the next 17 years, and among other things, it involves some 10,000 new homes in the borough. And of course, everybody needs a home, you know, it goes without saying, but especially the 1,800 or so people in Havant who are either, you know, waiting to rent or buy one. But we're a relatively small borough by Hampshire standards. And, you know, there's been considerable development over the years already here.
So it's quite a worry as far as your organisation is concerned, isn't it?
Pardon me?
It's quite a worry as far as your organisation.
From the point of view, yeah, I mean, basically, it's a balance. I mean,
yeah.
The option here is that, I mean, 10,000 houses, we're a small borough. It means that a lot of our green fields are going to disappear over the next few years. And Havant is quite a unique environment. I mean, it's got a lot of, high priority protected areas. We've got the sea to the south of us, so we can't do much development there. And we're ringed by other councils, needless to say, Portsmouth being one of them, who are having to face similar pressures. So, the plans as announced a few weeks ago make the building right up to our borders with all these authorities like East Hants and Fareham, etc., West Sussex to the east, make building up to the borders inevitable.
It's quite a juggling act, isn't it, basically?
Well, basically, as I said, I mentioned balance. I mean, more houses, Chris, means more pollution. You know,
yeah.
I mean, that goes without saying. Loss of habitats. I think called biodiversity. That's just a big word for one of all the things we actually take for granted, but would miss terribly when they've gone for good. Obviously, the council does its best to try to mitigate the worst of these impacts. They call that sustainable development, but it's one of those phrases which have many meanings, Chris. And, experience shows that whenever nature gets in the way of economics, nature often loses.
Yes, and it's a reoccurring theme, isn't it? It's happening, as you say, right across the area, really. And this is something, obviously, which is of great concern, particularly in Havant, where it's becoming more and more built up.
Yeah, well, I mean, we've got... As I say, we've got a lot of development already. Well, actually, Havant itself, Havant Borough, not to be confused with the part of the borough which is called Havant, but the Havant Borough, got a population of 125,000 people, and that's likely to be added to by, 10, 12, maybe even more, 20,000, I think, by 2036, which is the time this thing runs, this plan runs for. But if we look at the national story, you know, which is obviously what my organisation is doing as well, is, we've got the lowest forest cover in Europe. It might strike you, kind of surprising, but we've got less forest cover in the UK than most other countries in Europe. And, of course, we're losing our native animals and plants and insects at a faster rate than most other countries. And we've got to do something about it, Chris.
Well, it's something that's not going to go away, is it?
Well, obviously, not building any more houses simply isn't an option, you know, and that doesn't exist. There are certain things we can do about it, and that is obviously try and build on as much brown land as we can find. You know the term brown land? You know, land that's been used before. Some people, if you look around and see deserted land, former factories, this kind of thing, MOD land, We haven't got any of that in Haven, but of course Portsmouth has. But there's certainly not enough of that around to meet the 10,000 unit target.
Sorry, Bruce. No, I was going to say, so in sort of in this local plan, I mean, there's a lot of talk about not making a lot of sense, isn't there? A lot of gobbledygook in there.
Well, I think that obviously, I mean, it's a pretty formidable undertaking for the average resident. I mean, basically, if you want to read the plan, it's on the council's website. You've got to be looking at 370 pages of plan, you know, written in planner's language. And then, of course, if that isn't quite enough, you've got some 50 different reports supporting its conclusions. So I think you've got to be, you know, pretty dedicated to get into it. And I can't pretend that I've read every, you know, we've read every single word. I mean, obviously, we've tried to make it easier on ourselves by focusing on the environmental section, which has some 24 recommendations in it. And, you know, to be fair to the council, it's trying to do its best to what they call mitigate the effects or impacts of all this development going on throughout the borough. And there's quite a lot that actually can be done. I mean, you know, we can work with nature by, you know, ensuring new estates are designed to, you know, to encourage bats, birds, butterflies, that sort of thing. And within these new estates, kind of set aside new habitats that actually could be better than the ones that they replace. It all comes down to design. You know, you've got to be prepared to do things a different way.
Yes.
And the other point, Chris, I want to make, and this is important, is that, you know, obviously we've all heard of climate change and global warming, and houses need to be designed to be much more resilient than they have been. So clearly, design the way in which, you know, they stay warm in the winter and cool in the summer, you know, which the experts say are going to get more extreme. And, of course, Haven itself has got, you know, I was a bit surprised to learn this, actually, has 54 kilometres of coastal area, you know, of coast to defend against rising sea levels. So, you know, plenty of challenge there.
It is very challenging, isn't it? Particularly, you know, when you sort of things you say about sea levels, which is not something you exactly comprehend with Havant, I guess, but not when you compare that with Hayling and obviously us here in Portsmouth.
Well, Hayling's part of Havant, of course.
Yes.
And Hayling is particularly affected. I mean, didn't I read in the paper that tens of millions are likely to be spent on Portsmouth sea defence?
Yes.
Now, there's a slightly different take on that, dealing with Hayling Island. Actually, I learned from a geologist the other day that the actual country is sinking. You know, we're sinking to the south. You know, because of the way the geology works. Is that, don't worry, we're not sinking yet, Chris. So you'll be able to get home tonight.
Thank goodness for that, Ray. We might have to get the boat out.
Absolutely, yeah. Are you good at rowing?
No, but I'll have to learn quick. But it's a bit of a concern, isn't it, I guess, in years to come, because obviously, you know, it's going to have a bit of an impact, I think, somewhere along the lines.
Well, I think politicians have got a long way to go before they really get it. I mean, they're, you know, pursuing models that are really all last century. In today, I don't know whether you saw that item one of the MPs took a photograph of the climate change debate in Parliament recently. And you know, there are, 650 MPs. Do you know how many turned up for it, Chris?
Go on.
About 35. Less than 10%.
It's a bit shocking, isn't it?
Well, it's shocking, but, you know, these guys get off on promising people more, and who's going to vote for the guy who promises them less or something different?
Yes, and so that's quite a worrying fact. Only 35 people bothered to turn up on something as crucial as this. We know what we won't mention the B word. We'll forget that. But
we're not allowed to mention it.
No, we won't mention. No, not the B word. No.
It's the only Brexit-free. Sorry, the B
word. Oh, right.
We'll
have to have words.
The only B-word-free show on the radio, isn't it?
Indeed. Yeah. Yeah, we'll be chatting later. Right, it's obviously a story that's going to run and run and run, but residents can have their say on the local plan, I guess.
Yes, they can, and I would urge them to do so, but they need to get their comments in by Monday the 18th of March. I'm just looking at the council's handout here, and it says the closing day for completed forms is 5 p.m. on Monday the 18th of March. And if you want to find the plan, you simply go to Haven Local Plan. Just Google it; it comes up. Just, you know, I mean,
yeah.
You want to really get stuck into it.
Do a search, yeah.
There are some useful additional bits of information about how to complete the form. They've made it slightly easier just recently, following some comments from the public. All you do is you can download a Word document and then you can have your say, but it has to be said in a very prescribed way, Chris. I mean, you can't just say, I think it's all rubbish. I mean, that won't do at all.
No, you need reasons.
You need to get into, you've got to actually quote line, paragraph, and, you know, bell, book and candle and the whole thing.
Chapter and verse.
Then tell them what you want, right? Because it's not good enough to say, I don't like it. You've got to say why you don't like it and basically what you think we ought to do about it.
Right, OK. So the deadline for that is, again, Ray?
It's actually on the 18th of March.
OK.
And all the instructions are on the council website. And, my advice is to take the, if anyone's interested in them, particularly Haven residents that it affects, would be to go to the complete plan, pick off the areas that you're interested in. It may not be the environment, maybe something else, because after all, the plan covers employment, it covers infrastructure, all the rest of it, you know. As well as individual areas. So the best thing is to, you know, say, well, that's for me, and get into that, and then, get writing.
Right, we're out of time. Good to talk to you, as always. Thanks for coming on tonight, and we'll catch up again soon. But Ray Coppett for now, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for your invitation.
Cheers, Ray.
And get your oars out, Chris.
I'm getting my oars out now as we speak, Ray. Always a pleasure, sir.
Good night.
Cheers, take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Ray Coppett there, our Friends of the Earth chairman and coordinator of that particular group in Havant. And if you want to find out more information about that, of course, as Ray said, if you do Havant Local Plan, you'll find it on the Google search somewhere and find out how you can take part in that. By the 18th of March,